Welcome back, Grapes and Gorak, episode 23, formerly known as the Terrence Newman episode.
Oh, I was going to say Cedric Griffin.
Oh, that's
Michael Bennett?
Michael Bennett, there we go, little speedster.
It's only 23s I remember.
I
forgot about Terrence Newman. George Ioka, is he 23 with us?
The Forgotten Man. That's a good man.
Big signing. He was a big signing, really.
Oh, we were pumped.
Some people wanted to trade Sendejo, you know, Big Nickel.
Yeah, well, I was a fan of the Big Nickel idea. Little did I know J.R.R. Chris could play football.
Yeah, I feel like we've done less J.R.R. Chris lately.
Yes, definitely less, but that's because Mac has been awesome.
Yeah, Mac has been good. We'll get to that. So, Vikings just played Detroit, handled them.
Yeah, it was a slow start, very slow start. I didn't think our offense was playing terrible. Like, it sucked because right away we got pinned back down to the one.
Then we had a full start, which put us, and we ran, like, QB sneak, fullback dive. It was basically, like, just punt.
Yeah, it was just trying to get us to, like, the five to give us some more space.
The whole first half we were playing, like, we were losing the field position battle. Like, yes. They were getting the ball at midfield. We were getting it inside the 10 or inside the 20 or wherever.
And one of those drives, it was second and six. And Diggs had that drop.
Yeah, I think his first drop of the season.
I believe so.
Slant right in his hands. Easily would have went for the first down. So that drive could have kept going. Yeah, that killed that drive.
Yeah.
So that was the first two drives, I think.
Yeah, I believe that was the second or third drive.
I think the Diggs was the second one.
Yeah.
And then the next drive, we start on the 13-yard line. And Cousins gets sacked.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know. Like, a lot of people were saying,
And that punt almost got blocked.
Oh, did it? I didn't even look at that. Whenever I rewatch the games, I skip past the special teams. Unless I know something cool's going to happen.
No. Yeah, they got pretty close. That was pretty...
So, I don't know if this slow start was, like... Was it, you know, just putting bad positions? Was it... Because, you know, a lot of people were like, well, see, Stefanski's not this miracle
worker. I think it was more or less we were being put in bad situations rather than our offense being stagnant, coming out stagnant.
Yeah, and I think they were run blitzing us a little.
They were stopping the run a lot.
But they would come out, and I remember watching the game, and we're like, look at these soft, like, 6-7-man boxes. Well, rewatching it, like, a bunch of times, like, all of a sudden, right at the snap, a safety would just come charging in, or a linebacker would come flying in. And if you watch, you know, when you go to the second half, all of a sudden... It's first down play action, which I think was catching them in some of them run blitzes. So, you know, it was sucked because it was the beginning of the game, but it was still kind of similar to how we got stagnant in the middle of the Miami game.
Yep.
Like, it was a stretch of three or four series where we didn't do anything. Because once that we had the score before half with the Diggs out route, then the Hail Mary play, and then we had a couple drives, you know, like in the second half, we were fine. I think we hit a touchdown and two field goals.
Yep.
I mean...
Started running the ball better.
Yeah, we started getting and I think this game we had to open that up with the pass a little bit. You know, hit them with some play actions, make them actually sit back, and then we...
And I think that's because they kind of knew that we want to run the
football. Yeah, we want to run the ball. Everyone wants to run
the play. The play action first down definitely helps open up the run game because at that point you really don't know what you can get.
Yeah, we finally got them off balance again, where I think right off the bat we had Miami off balance. We're, you know, quick snapping them, or they don't know if we're running or passing. With the way that Lions game started, with us getting pinned back and then the Diggs drop, we could never get into a flow of, like, the same that we did with the Dolphins. But, I mean, we eventually did. And I was never worried. I mean, for a little bit there, it was a little bit of Seahawk feel. I think you brought that up. We were like, this is looking a little Seahawk-y when it was, like, 6-0 and, like, towards the end of the second. Like,
yeah, it was right before we started driving.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like the difference was with the Seahawk one is... Gophers up 27-10 now. That same running back just scored. I don't know nothing about the Gophers, but what's his name? Ibrahim?
Man, it's a monster. Yeah, what is that? 27 for 189 and two touchdowns.
Yeah. So he's pretty good. Oh. But like, I felt like the Seahawks game was different because we didn't have those where pinned back, Diggs drop. It just seemed like our offense was really bad. Where this, there was, like, kind of reasons to why we failed. So. I mean, there was definitely a lot of people on Twitter and stuff, like, you know.
They were ready to pounce. It was classic Vikings Twitter.
Yeah.
They're all afraid that every time something goes wrong, they've got something to bitch about.
Yeah, so.
But, yeah, the Lions game, it sucked that we started out so, but I just...
Once the Diggs score happened, even when we were still losing, it was 7-9. 7-9, and it's like, okay, these guys are... we're going to beat these guys. Like, as they're soon as the offense gets going. Yeah, they're getting field goals.
They got the ball at the 45 and they got, like, a first down.
Every single one of their, I wrote down their, every single one of their scores, two of them started midfield. One of their drives started at our 38-yard line.
So, yeah, that must have been the drive.
Well, and there's one that started at the 44. I guess I just wrote midfield down for two of them. But, like, they didn't do anything.
No.
They hit one play. Like, one, you know, they hit a crosser to Galladay that Gideon didn't, like, Barr passes him off to Gideon, and Gideon's playing some tight end, screwing around. And
figures.
They get Gideon 20 yards. Something. And that's already in field goal range because they started on the, you know, 50-yard line. So, yeah, I don't know. They were, besides Galladay, they could do nothing.
Yeah,
they, and even him, he ended with like 60 yards. It wasn't like he was spectacular.
That was funny when they tried to drop that little screen pass off to LeGarrette Blount, and he just wanted no part of that.
Where he dropped the ball like two times in a row. Yeah. Like, was that Gideon that lit him up the first time?
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice. Like, the ball's tipped in the air, and Gideon just completely demolishes Blount. They tried another screen at 1.2 where Richardson and Eric Wilson completely snuff it out. And they get, like, negative two. That was a lot of their problems. Like, they get a negative play. And once if you get a negative play, like, your drive's ruined.
True. Like, because then we're going to smother you. We're going to come after you.
We're going to do the Zimmer blitzes. And, if you know, it's kind of why, with the Bears coming up, they're really good, I feel like, at not getting negative plays. Because they just run, like, simple crap.
Yeah.
Where hopefully Barr can, he's been really good at, like, guessing and just jolting.
Getting right in there.
Yeah, just running through the line. We didn't have Barr last time we played the Bears, so hopefully we had Wilson. And that was one where I listened back to our podcast and rewatched that game, and Wilson was one of ours that we're like, okay, he had a bad game.
Yeah.
They attacked him.
Yeah. You know? See, we're going to be pretty healthy going into this next game again, are we not?
Well, you would think, and then I saw on Twitter our practice so far, it was, I think Linval didn't practice, Kendricks didn't practice, Rhodes didn't practice, but that could all be, like, Linval didn't practice last week. Rhodes is Rhodes. Kendricks is the one who didn't play last week.
Yep,
so we'll see how he does.
Gideon in the middle,
but
and we'll
they're far more banged up than we are. I mean, Eddie Jackson, I think, is not going to play. Who's the slot corner? Callahan, I think,
yeah.
He's been out since the last time we played him. Because when we played him last time, they had like everyone healthy. And we had Barr out and Morgan out.
And the Barr one's pretty big.
Yeah. Well, even the Morgan one's big, too. Like, to just not be able to establish the run at all. Because that game was not pretty for running. It was like, we only ran it 13 times, but it was a lot of shotgun sweeps when I went back and watched it.
Oh,
yeah. And when I listened to our podcast, we're not bitching as much about the run pass. We're bitching a lot about shotgun. It's just all shotgun, all game.
God. Which they're not going to see. And that's not going to be, like, Mac's not going to be able to unload on us.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like you're playing a new offense. Because as much as they want to say they're not changing things and all this, we are under center way more. We're calling way more play action. We're running the ball way more.
I want to see the numbers. We've got to be under center like 70% of snaps now.
Yeah, and it's the only time we're in shotgun is like obvious shotgun play, third and long. You know, I think the Thielen out and up for like on the third and 18, I think that was a shotgun play. Like, it's not like there was times where Dee Flip was doing like it'd be third and one and we're in shotgun. It's like, I don't understand this at all.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like further to get the first.
And like, people aren't even guessing the run at that point.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, this guy, he's going right to his passing.
Third and one.
And the Bears game, I think, was right before the Patriots game, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Bears.
Bears-Packers? Or was it Packers-Bears?
I think it was Packers. I think Packers before the Bears. Because didn't I go to the Bears and then we went to the Patriots game?
I thought we did Packers and then right to the Patriots.
Oh, that might have been when it was. Okay. I was going to say, because no wonder the Belichick thought we abandoned the run, because 46 passes to 13 is... That's impressive. Yes. That's DeFilippo basically telling Zimmer to go fuck himself. He's going to throw the ball.
Yeah, it's 3.5 times as many passes as it was.
And it was only, I mean, yeah, we were down 14-0 at one point, but like, that's still two scores. Like, that's not, you're not in just need to throw every down.
It's not panic football at that point.
Yeah. But let's keep back to the Lions game a little bit.
Back to the Lions game.
The Diggs touchdown right before half, I think, changed everything. And that was that third and 18 play where Thielen just is the out and up. Like, that, it was getting pretty ugly at that point. We had 0 points, and I don't know how we ended up getting backed up so much where it was third and 18. Was it a holding penalty?
I think it was.
I feel holding. Like it was a penalty, because another thing that we did bad was a lot of penalties.
Was it a Rudolph? Was it a Rudolph holding?
I don't know. The problem when I watch the coaches film, they don't actually show. There's no volume, so I'm like, oh, all of a sudden it's third and 18, so there must have been a holding or a hands in the face or something. But once he hit that throw, and then the digs, it's like they line digs out left, and this corner's playing like 12 yards off of him. It's like, what is he doing? I think before he even hiked the ball, we're like, digs out, let's go. Out route, like just stealing. That must not have been
taking candy from a baby.
Do we want to, maybe we should just jump into our three teddies.
Teddy's going to be starting on Sunday.
Teddy week. In honor of our boy Teddy.
Fantastic. Yeah, we can jump into some of that here.
I'll start. Kyle Rudolph.
Yep, he's on the list.
I mean, I think that's, he had his best game of the season for sure.
Of his career.
Maybe. I believe it was besides the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Where he, MVP.
But I think I saw he had a career high in receiving yards for sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Hail Mary helps, but even besides that, he had a great game. Yeah, it was funny, before the Hail Mary, he totally botches the run after catch.
Yeah,
like he catches it. We were so pissed at him. Like, great play. He breaks a tackle, and it's like, okay, just run forward as far as you can. Get tackled, timeout, kick a field goal.
Yeah, don't. And he he runs to the side trying to get out of bounds. Yeah, like, you have the timeout.
You have a timeout. You're never going to be able to run two more plays, so you're just going to be kicking a field goal. And also, you're not fast, so stop running. Because you're like, he started running backwards, and at that point, if you're running backwards out of bounds, they continue to wind the clock. It was just ugly all around. He basically ran out of field goal range, and then it all worked out because we threw him.
Yeah, because I think he ran out of bounds at like the 40 or whatever. Yeah.
And if he would have just put his head down, he could have got to the 35 or, you know. Or like,
close to it.
Yeah. Where we definitely would have tried a 50-plus yard field goal with Bailey. So
it worked out that,
he screwed it up and then ended up catching a Hail Mary. That was one of the best-looking Hail Marys I've ever seen. Like, when Cousins did the little rollout and then came back around, I was like, hey, this is actually going to, like, have a chance. Where, like, sometimes you get blitzed and it just completely falls apart or, you know, you're only blocking three guys.
He had time to let it develop and everything.
Yeah, like to let guys get all the way downfield and turn around. So, like, Rudolph's just standing there waiting for it. Almost like you're playing 500 in your backyard, you know?
Like, I don't know how, like, the defender ended up behind him.
That's a big man. Like, I don't know who. I think, was Galladay back there?
Galladay was out there,
Well, I don't know where he was doing back there because he's the only one that would have any chance of jumping with Rudolph. Because, like, all those other corners are probably 5'10 to 6 foot. Like, he's 6'6".
Yeah, and he's
that guy couldn't even get his hand up there. It was like a big brother, little brother thing. Like, oh, hello. Just took it from him. So, great blocking. Cousins did it perfect. He kind of, like, helped the block by rolling out and then coming back around. So, Rudolph. And then he had the touchdown later, and he had a few other good plays. I thought he was the best offensive player. Zimmer mentioned that they saw something that they thought the Rudolph plays would be open, which maybe had something to do with them run blitzing or something. I don't know, but...
Right on.
Worked. So Rudolph was one. Is that one for you too?
Yep, that was one for me.
So what's one for you here?
Yeah, Mac.
Mac Alexander. I put down all cornerbacks besides Rhodes.
Okay,
but Mac
like
had
that.
A great game.
Mac had a great game. There's one play in specific that I really liked out of Mac. It was second and five, and he tried any like fake blitz or show blitz. And
is this
ran
the
screen?
Okay,
yep. The screen. And they ran that little screen where he dropped back and he does end up blitzing. He gets picked up by the tackle, but he slides underneath him and he makes the play short of the first down.
I think what happens there is he gets caught trying to time his blitz.
Yep.
And then Stafford audibles and is like, okay, you're overload blitzing or you're bringing a corner from that side. I'm going to call a screen pass right where you're leaving. And Max still makes the play. Like, he does blitz, like you said, but he gets blocked and he just kind of like, ends up going, screen pass, and goes and makes a play. And
he kind of lets Decker take him to the play.
Like, he all of a sudden realizes it and was like, oh, wait a minute, like, I see what you tried to do there. So, yeah, super heads-up play, and, like, he basically got caught in his, by jumping the snap count, and he still made the play. So, like, yeah, that was...
And we brought that up, what was that, last week, on how good Mac has been at, like, timing blitz.
Disguising his blitzes. So, and occasionally you're going to get, like, caught and to not completely... Like, Stafford put him in the right play call.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, let's just do a quick bubble screen. It would have been just one corner needs to get blocked and it would have been all the way to the safeties or maybe even further. So, yeah, Mac made a great play there. He had a couple other... where he batted the ball down. I know one late in the game where he came on the sideline and batted it down.
On one of their first drives, the fade to Galladay.
Yep, to Galladay. I think it was on third down, too.
It was on third down.
If Galladay doesn't stick his hand in there, he intercepts the ball. Great position, didn't get a penalty. I think it was that Nick Olson tweeted that he, in like, the last 8 weeks, he's the number one corner on Pro Football Focus.
I saw that, and I see he's
And that includes the Patriot game where he did not play well.
And he's number 9 overall this year, I think, for quarterbacks. Is he? Yeah, that's like 83.3 or something like that.
Well, like, you never see him miss a tackle. And as a nickelback, that's a big deal. He hasn't... Lately, last 3-4 games, he's been really solid. But like I said, I also had down Trey Waynes. Does that guy ever make a mistake?
I was just flipping through my notes, and right after that Mac play, they I don't know what it was, a little pitch route or what, or right before the Mac play, but Trey Waynes makes a great tackle or whatever.
Oh, does he?
A little pitch play.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that the one where he like holds the guy's leg?
Yeah.
And stops him short? You know, Waynes did have one bad play where he got beat. I think it was similar to the Thielen route, on the out and up, and he got the illegal contact or holding or something. But other than that, like, I just feel like we go through entire games without Waynes getting thrown at.
And you don't even hear his name unless it's on a tackle.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see, I feel like I don't see Waynes anymore. They don't attack him deep or anything
like
that.
It used to be constant, just like 8-yard curl routes against him, and then they'd hit him deep and
it's
try
like
to get
people him. Started to realize that Trey Waynes is better than Xavier Rhodes. Like
you've
been saying,
you've been saying it since April.
Yes, and then, it had to have been before April.
Yeah, I think it's been since last year. And then Holton Hill, he came in and played great. There was 3 third downs where the ball's thrown to his receiver and he knocks. He doesn't always knock it down, but he's right there for coverage, incomplete pass.
And there's a reason why he was a lot of people's top 50. Player, but because of all the failed drug tests and stuff like that he fell completely off people's draft board.
I mean, he came in for Rhodes before Rhodes was hurt because Rhodes was playing pretty poorly.
Yes.
We'll get to him later. And Holton Hill came in, kind of like stabilized the position for a little bit. Rhodes ended up coming back in, rotating back in, and then got hurt. Or, Rhodes, got beat deep and grabbed his hammy or whatever he does. And then Hill comes in and finishes off the game. So, like, Hill, Waynes, and Mac, all playing fantastic. I mean, that's secondary next year. They're all under contract. Rhodes, Waynes, Mac, Hughes, Holton Hill. That's five deep. Like, three great...
If you can stay healthy next year again somehow.
I mean, you can only play 3 of them, 4 of them. I mean, you could do some dime stuff. Like,
yeah, third downs, maybe you start matching Rhodes with the tight end because he's a bigger guy.
Well, and you could even... Yeah, he would lock down tight ends, no problem. Like, he'd be a beast at it.
Rhodes on Ertz if you're able to.
Well, and if you have Mac and Hughes, and they both can play slot, like at a high level, you could definitely run like a lot of dime, and just have your 2 outside guys, and you still don't even have Holton Hill on the field. You can run quarters defense, and we'll start going Belichick on it, and just daring people to run. So cornerbacks, I'll say.
But what are you gonna do with your D line depth at that point? Your D lineman.
I don't know. We're 2 stacked on defense. It's ridiculous.
2 stacked on defense, but this is an offensive driven league. I mean, we should be drafting these guys.
Yeah, we should draft more.
More offensive linemen.
Dude, Brian O'Neill, what a steal!
So good. What did I see? 400 some odd snaps without allowing a sack.
Is that what it is? I didn't even. I think right now he's our best lineman.
Yes, I can't argue that.
I don't see how, it's just I'm not looking at any sort of stats or anything, but just eye test. Like, I feel like he screws up the least.
Yeah, I never see any flag, hardly see any flags thrown his way. If it is, it's like
he
a
had
false
some
start.
Early on in the season, but like, yeah, they all
he has the occasional false start, but I don't see any holdings.
Yeah, no. I feel like I look up and it's Remmers giving up a pass or up the middle. Reef like flailing at a block. He had a couple of those early on where he just
dude ate his lunch on that one play. I don't think on the Okwara sack.
Which one was that? That third down?
I think it was third down, but he like shoves Reef back, and Reef tries to get his hands back on him. He just like slaps him away.
Yeah, Reef looked like he was like lazy blocking. Like there's one play where like Cook kind of he's following Reef to the outside, and like nothing develops, and Reef just sort of flails at his guy and falls over. And then there's another one, the Thielen. It kind of looked like it was like mistimed or something. It's like a fake pitch, and then they hand it to Thielen underneath.
Yep.
Reef, again, instead of, like, going and getting into the body of the defender, just sort of, like, dives at him. And then Thielen falls over Reef's body. I was like, what are you doing, Reef? Like, that was bizarre. And then Compton, he's just average. Elflein, I feel like, makes more mistakes than people say.
Yep.
So, Brian O'Neill.
Brian O'Neill's got to be our best lineman.
Hughes and Brian O'Neill, what a great back-to-back picks.
Yeah, well, you know what? You got to draft more offensive linemen. That's what people want.
We got Hughes and Brian O'Neill this year. Love it. So another good one for me, I was going to say, we already kind of hit on it, holding the Lions to field goals.
Yeah.
Like, defense played great, but like I feel like that's why we lost the Patriots game. Because we gave up touchdowns every time.
Touchdowns.
Teams are going to get into that inside the 30 area you need to hold them a field goal. And our defense is really good at it. But yeah, Patriot game, we give up two fullback runs and a Josh Gordon play. Like, this game, they just got down there and nothing.
And don't we have one of the better red zone defenses? Didn't I see don't I would, only score would like, think thir- so, yeah. like 38% of touchdowns when they get into the red zone against us?
And it's the same thing that happened to the Lions last time we played them. Like, I mean, last time we sacked them a bunch of times in the red zone. This time they just sort of failed to do anything.
We've got such a great defense, and then you give us an extra defender with the back of the end zone. Like,
oh, yeah, exactly. And we the thing that we're good at, we don't give up big plays ever, so like you do have to work your way down the field. It's usually like, oh, Gideon screwed up here and you got 12 yards.
The
up.
Thing is,
Rhodes like, pass interference.
And know? When we do give up big plays, it's almost just because we get outrun. Like, nobody seems to blow their coverage anymore.
Yeah, it's just early on in the year, they were blowing things. Now it just seems like
it's back to the Mike Zimmer defense.
Yeah, you have to work your way all the way down there. And then you're probably not going to get in the end zone because, we're yeah, like you said, with that extra defender being the goal line, everything's like condensed and they can't get in the end zone. So, and they were put in tough positions repeatedly with short fields, and I don't know, they never even get close to a touchdown. So yeah. When it's like, pretend the Hail Mary doesn't happen, even if it's 7-9 at halftime, it's like, holy shit, that defense kept you in the game. That could easily, if our bad defense, it could be 21-7 right now if they just let you waltz in. Instead, it's a 2-point game, and then you get the Rudolph Hail Mary and you're winning. And now the Lions, all their fans are going, you know what, we just basically outplayed them for one whole half and we're losing by 5. Fuck this.
Yeah. And the Lions had to feel the same way. Like, we just beat their ass for, you know, what was that, 28 minutes or whatever, and we're losing now.
Yeah, they're going, what are we gonna do? They hit that stupid 3rd-and-18 to Thielen, and then an out route to Diggs, and then all of a sudden they get a Hail Mary. We're down by 5. Like, we're not even in the playoff hunt. Fuck this. Matt Patricia's an asshole. I wouldn't want to be here. That team.
Good luck.
I don't think
top 5 pick right now.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, number 5.
I mean, I like Golladay. I like Kerryon Johnson, and I like Stafford as like yeah. You're fine. You don't need to go get a new guy.
Well, you don't need to go get a new guy, but wouldn't be a bad idea to think of.
There's so many other problems too.
I'm saying, but you almost don't want to use like a 4th-round pick on one to groom because, like you said, you have so many other problems.
Yeah.
Like you, a 4th-round pick is at least a depth piece for that team that really needs it.
Because they are like Slay is good, and then like they're going to lose Ziggy Ansah, who was never that good anyway.
Well, Darius Slay is like 28, 29, so he's only got a few years left.
Yeah.
So. By the time they're good again, he's probably going to be getting worse.
I'm far more worried about like Green Bay turning it around than like Detroit. Just they can't never figure it out.
Yeah, they had their best years when they were 10-6, 9-7. Now they kind of have to hit the reset button. And
Jim Caldwell years. Did you see the Packers are interviewing him?
That is fantastic. Oh,
bring him back.
I love it.
That guy, bring in some old school football. Get some punts inside the other team's territory, you know, get some
kicking field goals down 14 with like 5 minutes left.
This'll be good. I'm excited to see Jim Caldwell back in here. I mean, he'll run a respectable team, but they're never gonna go anywhere.
You know, 9-7, 10-6, that's good stuff. Yeah,
that's
Those are winning seasons.
You think they would bring in someone with a little more excitement for Rodgers?
Yeah, like, I don't know, just throwing a name out there, that old Eagles quarterbacks coach, that DeFilippo kind of guy.
I can have him. I feel like Rodgers would like him. Let's throw it, boys. Strap it in. Shotgun We're going shotgun stuff. Every play. I don't know. He just dealt with McCarthy's offense, which is pretty much that. So, do you have another Teddy of the game?
I do not. I did not end up writing another one down.
No, that's all good. We'll go to the Troys. The Troy Williamsons. For those of you that don't know, that's because he sucks. And these guys suck.
Garbage. I wrote down penalties. We talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, penalties.
7 in the first half.
Yeah, it was bad. Even the drive that we did good, we had a holding call that brought us back. There was a lot of penalties. A lot of, I think Rhodes had one, Wayne's had one.
Diggs had one.
Yeah, Diggs. I love the next play, though. He holds, gets called for holding. It looked a little like whatever.
Well,
he could have let go. Like, dude, you're not doing it. Yeah, you're like, why are you grabbing him? But next play, he just puts his hands out to the sides and just like chest bumping the cornerback. It was funny. I saw on Twitter someone posted like, what is happening here? Because obviously they hadn't watched the game, but they saw that clip.
Yeah.
And like everyone's trying to explain, like he got a stupid holding call to play before where like his defender wasn't going to make the play anyway. So I kind of liked it.
I liked it.
I'm sure Zimmer's like, fucking block your guy and don't be an idiot out there. But like, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in front of him.
He's just chest bumping him downfield. Like, I taught you to my. And then he got like mouthy with the ref after it too. Like, probably like throw a flag on that one. So yeah, loved it. But yeah, a lot of penalties. Yeah, I don't remember them all because, again, I watched the coach's film on replay, so you don't really see the penalties, but I do know there was...
There were a bunch of holding calls. A
bunch of holding and a bunch starts, of...
There's...
well, the full start up inside the one, we get a full start penalty. Like, come on. A
couple pass interference calls, illegal touching.
So, penalties, touching, can't be doing that against the Bears. Against the Lions, you can do that shit. Can't be doing that next week.
No. Can't give the Bears an extra down here or there.
You can't. Yeah, exactly. Like, they're...
Or extra yards to play with.
Yeah.
You know, second and 18. Really?
You can't put your... You can't back yourself up because their defense is way too good. And then, like, anything to do to help their offense, you're helping a bad offense move the ball. Like, just
pass interference calls cannot happen.
If they hang it up to Allen Robinson and draw pass interference, like, I don't know. Maybe that would bring me to my guy, Rhodes, I had as a bad. Yeah, he just... Not a great game.
No.
He gave up.
It's another rough outing for Xavier Rhodes. And maybe he is playing a little more like, maybe not, I guess, banged up, you know, maybe.
Yeah, he might have some nicks in here and there. And rough might be, like, a bit strong because of how good our defense is. He looks worse, like, in comparison. But he's still just, he gets beat more than Waynes, more than Mac lately, more than
Hill.
More than Hill when he's out there. I know he's playing the best guy most of the time, but, yeah, I had him. Three times he was beat. He had an illegal contact. I mean, he basically got, not benched because they do rotate, but Zimmer said, yeah, you know, we took him out of there to kind of, you know, he was getting, it's almost like if it's like, he's like letting it, the heck's it called? Like one mistake, all of a sudden he's in his head and he's letting things like just steamroll ahead. And he, instead of just being like, okay, put that one behind me. I got beat once. Now get right back in there. Like, seemed like Zimmer had to actually take Rhodes out and be like, all right, you're going to sit for a series and Holton Hill's going to come just in.
Just kind of put him on a little timeout.
Yeah, like, you know, take a breather. Clear your head, man, because, like, you're better than this and you're out here making mistakes. Cause, and they immediately went after Holton Hill on that third down in the end zone and Hill completely blanked him. Similar spot to where Mac made his play, but Hill just had his back to him. And another, like, Hill was right on his guys every time and no flags, nothing.
Our D-backs are so good.
Yeah. But Rhodes, I think this is the... Every time our defense has a good game, it seems like we're like, Rhodes kind of didn't. Like,
he seems to be the one that's getting picked on a lot.
Yeah, which because he does have the hardest assignment. You're covering, like, who's Wayne's covering for most of that game? I don't even know his name. TJ Jones?
Is that it's got to be. Well, and yeah, we saw that stat where the Lions had the receivers not named Galladay had, what, like 18 catches?
Yeah, they were basically no-name randoms. I think Zimmer did say, though, eventually they just played sides and didn't have Rhodes follow because they were putting Galladay in the slot a ton. And it's just like, you know what? Let's just play our defense.
Game, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like the one where he gets the crosser and Gideon doesn't see him come across. I mean, he's in the slot to start. So Barr takes him, lets him go. It's like, okay. I mean, Galladay ran into Gideon.
It's almost like if you're going to do that, you have to have Rhodes be man.
Well, and we do that sometimes where it's Rhodes is man and everyone else is zone, which I feel like you know that's happening. You can find ways to expose that. Like, basically take Rhodes and run him across the field, and now there's a giant hole somewhere. I'm sure you've tried to fill that somehow, but that's kind of what the, like, Rex Ryan used to do with Revis. It was like, all right, you cover that guy, and then we'll just do our
own. We'll just blitz it.
We'll do a totally different defense over here, so it's 10-on-10. But I don't think Rhodes is that good enough to be that guy. He's a good corner.
He was good enough to be that guy, yeah, but he's getting older. You know, I think he's also 28.
Yeah.
So... He's a big, lanky corner who, you know, he plays physical, you know?
Yeah.
He's probably...
His game is more of, like, the Alshon Jeffrey, the, like, who's, like, you know, bigger but not as fast, like...
Like when the Packers had Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, Jordy Nelson was a perfect one, even though Jordy Nelson always beat the shit out of us.
Yes.
Receivers like that more than... Galladay's got some speed. Like, he's a long
stride. Which was weird. Like, I knew he had, like, a fast 40 time, but I hadn't been able to see him, like, break one out like that.
Yeah.
It just hardly ever happens.
Yeah, I'm not watching Detroit that often. But even, like, he had the one crosser where it's like, I mean, he's running all the way across the field. It's like, I don't think Rhodes can keep up with that guy.
No.
You know, he's unless, especially if he doesn't get his hands on him right off the bat, like, he's got to find a way to slow him down because he's, like, even, like, I'd rather have him up against Julio Jones. Like, Julio Jones is fast, but, like, he's big and not, like, as, what's the word, like, agile?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Rhodes probably would fare well against Diggs or Thielen.
No, not at all.
I would be worried about him.
I'm sure they take his lunch money at practice.
Feel like we're picking on Rhodes a little too much.
I'm just saying.
But, yeah, he's...
So we got Rhodes, we got penalties.
I had one more, I think.
I just was nitpicking on mine.
What'd you get?
I had Diggs just having a down game. The drop and the penalty, the holding penalty.
Yeah. And we had the touchdown.
Yeah. But the drop.
The drop was big because it kind of. I mean, it.
We. And how do you. How do you like. How. What do you? How do you think? What do you think about the play call after the Diggs drop, the 3rd and 6?
I think Cousins checks into that.
Okay.
I think he yells kill, kill, kill. Okay. Because he thinks he has a good. There's actually two times. Where was it? I had that. It sounded to me like he killed the play. Because it's 3rd and 6 draw play, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he yells kill and he kills it because he thinks it's such a sop. And they did that thing where safety charged in.
Yeah.
Probably heard him yell kill him. Was like, oh shit, this is probably a run. And then there's another play later on where. Where is our offense here? Yeah, Cousins audibles on that 3rd down. He completely, unless he's all, it's all fake, you know, but he's yelling out to Elder Robinson, yelling out to the right, yelling out to everyone, walking to the line. Looks like he completely changes the play. Everyone's covered and he gets sacked.
Oh, yeah.
So it's interesting that, I mean, he basically on 2 3rd downs, he changed the play and it did not work out. So, again, it's hard to. I know I probably sound like a Stefanski defender here, but like, it sure looks like Cousins thought he saw something. And even on that run, that, you know, where he went 3rd and 6 run play, it is because it looked like, okay, 2 deep safety, 6-man box, easy steal here.
And maybe they were disguising.
Exactly. I think they were
pretty well.
Yeah. They baited him into killing a play into a run and he fell for it and it happens, you know? So.
And that's what that's kind of what the Patriots were always really good at, was just disguising everything.
Yeah.
And that's what really helped Bill Belichick with his stupid amoeba defense, because it was all disguised a lot better.
Yeah, Cousins couldn't figure it out. And so if it was the play call, if he did call a draw on 3rd and 6, I don't love it. I'd rather like 3rd and 4 doing that kind of thing. 6, like, I feel like they can react.
Maybe if you're in field goal range. Yeah, well,
and
just,
like,
I guess with just how soft they were showing and everything.
Yeah.
That was 5-on-5.
I don't love it on our side of the field where it's like, if you don't get it, you're punting. Like, if you're, say you're up 7 and it's 3rd and 6 on the 20, their 20, and you think you can steal a 1st down, and if you don't, okay, well, our kick or field goal will go up 10. I don't mind it there, but yeah, I don't think that was the play call. I hope it wasn't, because I don't really like it. That's one where I would prefer they pass it, but yeah. So, I don't know. Cousins, I think they kind of fooled him into changing a couple of plays.
Yeah.
But that's a Matt Patricia. He's a
rocket scientist.
Yeah, rocket scientist. My other one's Remmers.
Remmers.
Dude sucks.
He's trash.
Dude,
I forget who I was talking to about him, but I was like, dude's garbage.
I think he's a better tackle, and
he
makes one or two just garbage plays a game. So, yeah, Remmers.
Always missing blocks, always getting beaten. Now he's got a kind of probably going to be lined up with right across from Akeem Hicks and shit like that. And dude's going to steal his lunch money.
I think I saw he also wasn't practicing.
Oh, fantastic.
What would that mean? Isadora? Is he still around? Brett Jones?
Isadora, I think.
Unless he got hurt. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm hoping next year Easton comes back healthy, takes the left guard spot, and we draft a rookie right guard like 1st or 2nd round.
That'd be phenomenal. Or a center and move out. I think Elflein, with, you know, kind of how scrawny and agile he is, I don't think he's strong enough to play center with
when the nose tackles come at him. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's might be better suited for left guard. Like, I know a lot of people were kind of saying that before, and I was like, I thought he did pretty good at center last year, but this year, maybe signing him over to left guard is probably better for us and him.
I wonder if, like, his, like, injury, if he's still kind of working his way back. Because didn't he, like, break his leg completely in the championship game?
It was something.
It was a pretty serious injury. So, I mean, he didn't play the first few weeks of the season. So, I do like that we're calling a lot more like zone, like the old school zone. Like, everyone just moves and blocks space. Because, like, Elfline's pretty small. Brian O'Neill, I mean, he's tall, but he's agile. He's not some mauler.
Remmers is small for a guard.
Yeah, Remmers is really a guard, but he's a tackled body, you know. Like, and then I don't know, Compton's whatever, and Reef cannot probably play either. He's big, but so I think we're getting guys that are fitting this better, and it's working. Seems to be working.
It's kinda, it really does remind me of that old, like, Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, zone, which is right? Funny because back on the Bears podcast I re-listened to, we're talking about how, you know, a lot of shotgun. I think what would work better for Cousins is maybe going back to the Mike Shanahan. The bootlegs, the zones, like, So we're on that. Like, I think he's more comfortable in it. Even not even just the run game, just Cousins himself. Like, it's easy throws a lot more. Run a bootleg and there's Rudolph in the flat, uncovered.
Yeah.
Dump it to Cook. Fuck, man. That who was that had the penalty on Cook's touchdown dump off? Eldrick Robinson.
Yeah.
And like at first it's like, oh, who cares? It looked like he was. We all thought he was out of bounds. In the replay, I don't think he went out of bounds.
He was not out of bounds.
Yeah,
he was not out of bounds.
And that was a nice play. Cook is ridiculous. If we just get him the ball,
he's so good. It's what we've been clamoring for.
I know. I like Murray. He's fine, but I just wish it was always Cook. Like there's drives where it's like Murray got 5 yards, but I feel like Cook could have broke that for 26. You know, it's like, damn it.
Cook might have been able to scoot to the left a little bit, or
yeah,
just get around
beat
the
edge that arm tackle, or yeah, so. Remmers, you got anyone else? That's all I had.
No, I had Diggs, Rhodes, and penalties.
Yeah. Rhodes, slow start to the offense. Did I say that?
No.
We already talked about it, yeah, though. I mean, offense started off slow. That would be my first, or one of my negatives. Any other random things I want to talk about? Oh, we didn't cause any turnovers, but we also didn't turn the ball over. I'd be okay with that in the Bears game, like if it's even, but it would be nice to win the turnover battle.
I feel like we haven't created a turnover in a while.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something with Zimmer's defense, because like we didn't do it a lot last year either. Like we're really like they're really good at not allowing yards and points, but they don't cause a lot of turnovers.
I feel like we were getting a lot of turnovers the year we went 8-8.
Yeah. Which is odd, because maybe we're taking more risks and giving up more like bigger plays, but then not playing sound football and sometimes getting picks out of it. I don't know. So that was just something
maybe that was just Zimmer going, all right, we can't really move the ball on offense, boys. Just go.
Yeah. So
let the dogs out.
But as far as the Bears game, yeah, we think we're gonna need to cause some turnovers, and we can't do what we did last time, because last time Cook fumbled in the red zone, Cousins threw a pick six. Cousins threw a pick at half right before halftime, and we were down 14 at halftime.
We can beat the Bears.
Well, like listening back, we're both like just like three plays changed that whole game. Like, and Diggs missed that, or not Diggs. Diggs was wide open, and Cousins overthrew him.
Yeah. You remember that? The bootleg. At the beginning of the game.
Yeah, yep. And he runs the little comeback and then up the field again, and he's wide open, and just so many missed opportunities in that game. Yep. And then it just snowballed and fell apart.
And now we're at the bank.
Yeah, I think that's much better. Get Trubisky in our stadium.
It's going to be so loud.
I hate Soldier Field, man. Like,
I do too.
But we're probably going to head back there. If we win, I don't think Seattle's losing to, what is it, the 49ers? Like, I just...
If they do...
Then we play Cowboys if we win, right?
Yes. No, well, yeah. What are the Seahawks record?
We would flip.
We would flip. Yeah,
we both won last week. If they would have lost, we would have passed them. So now if we win again and they lose, we pass them.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because we can't have the same record as them.
Yeah, we can't have the same record. So there's four possibilities for us. We win, Seattle wins, we go play the Bears. We win, Seattle loses, we go play the Cowboys. We win, Seattle wins. Oh, wait. What's the other one? No, we win, Philly wins, we play the Bears. We win, Philly wins. We lose, Philly wins, and we don't make the playoffs.
So, I don't like that last scenario.
No. So one out of the four, you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Two out of four, you play the Bears. And one out of four, you play the Cowboys. You know, why has it got to be Philly, man? If we let Philly in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. We're never going to hear the end of it.
Oh.
Oh. No.
I want to win, but it would be pretty funny if we lost and then they fucking blow it, too. Just for them to be like, we had it. But I kind of hope they win and we win. And then there's like this whole quarterback controversy for them. Like Foles, I don't know. Like, is this guy for real? Like, I mean, at this point, there has to be a little bit of like.
It'd be fantastic if they ended up trading once.
Trading with the interdivision, trading with the Giants. But yeah, rewatching the Bears game, like they went for two on their first touchdown. Yep. So I guess be ready for that.
Be ready for anything.
Yeah, also they're playing with house money, because like they're going to be. Yes, they have a chance to get the 2 seed, but it's a pretty remote chance with the Rams playing like some
Arizona.
I mean, they were worse than the 49ers. They've stopped trying weeks ago. So it's like not only partly it's like cool because it's like, okay, maybe the Bears, like if they see the Rams are up like 21, they'll just ease off. but also means like they don't give a shit. Like at worst of the 3 seed, at best of the 2 seed, okay. They'll go for punt fakes. They could do go for two. They could do like anything really, you know, halfback passes and shit. So yeah, definitely need to
go just straight up going for it in weird spots.
Yeah, going for it in weird spots. And like Matt Nagy's not one to be afraid to do that, like weird stuff like that.
Yeah, those I wouldn't doubt if we saw some weird like reverse pass from whoever.
Mm-hmm. I think Cohen can throw. Who's the one that threw?
I think Cohen can throw. Didn't that Anthony Miller?
I think Miller threw something too. One of them Philly special type plays once.
I think so. Trey Burton.
Trey can Burton. Throw. Yeah, he's the one who threw the damn Philly special play. So, yeah. Another thing I wrote down here is we had really bad penalties in that game too.
Yes.
Personal fouls. Bar or not Bar, because Bar was injured that game, but Kendricks hit a guy late out of bounds. I think Wilson threw like a towel apparently that I didn't see because I was at the game.
Yeah,
and he like meant to just hand it to the guy and they flagged him for it. But then the worst one, which is what they got their only 3 offensive points on in the second half, because they only scored 10 in the second half, or maybe it was 11 because they went
pick
for 2.
Six.
The pick 6, yep. And I think they went for 2 and got it, and they got 8. Yeah. And then they got a field goal at the end of the game because Harrison Smith got called for hitting Trubisky late when he fucking dove head first. So like.
Which I didn't think was a penalty, but quarterback,
they, you know, the whole Bear sidelines crying, you know, it's a whole thing. So they throw the flag, they give it to him. But it's, they scored 3 offensive points in the second half against us. Jeez. So if we could have just not had that, those mistakes in the first half and things like the pick 6. But when you throw the ball 46 times, you're bound to make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
46 times against Chicago.
Against Rams. Chicago, that should be like a grinded out game. This is, you're not playing the Rams.
Oh, this like the you're Bears. Playing, you're bringing in friggin' 2 tight end sets and
yeah, like bringing that. In 6 offensive linemen in or something like what? That was a. I mean, it's tough to run on them. I'm not saying you like it's gonna work perfectly, but like you got to have some sort of balance. That's crazy against the Bears. You're throwing 46 times. Not like they have a bad secondary. They're really good there too. So, but yeah, I think to beat them, we can't turn the ball over. And we got to be smart with our pass rush with Trubisky because he ran on us. Like, we got to do what we did. Like, I thought we did a really good job against Wilson besides the one play where Everson Griffin dipped inside and he ran for like 40 yards. Otherwise, I thought we did a really good job. Because, dude, Trubisky, I rewatched that game. Dude was so bad in that game.
I know the thing with Trubisky is, like, you can't run they went out of the couch.
No, you can't. We got nothing else on there.
You can't, like, he's so bad under pressure. That you want to blitz him and just run right at him.
Yeah.
But he escapes pressure like a little
he
bit.
He wants to run. It's like, he does. It's one of those that like it's not like where Rodgers or Russell Wilson, who they're always looking downfield. No, he'll put his head down, tuck the ball in, and just run around and look to run the ball. So like, just make him throw it. Make him beat you with his arm because he completed one good pass against us that game, and it was that touchdown. Little bootleg drag across the field touchdown. Otherwise, he airmailed 2 picks to Anthony Harris. He was just garbage that game. And
he's not a very good.
But he just kept breaking for 3rd down scrambles.
He's a glorified Christian Ponder.
Yeah, that's what we said on there. Actually, a glorified Christian Ponder, a better Christian Ponder because he's a little faster.
Yeah,
but you got to stay home on those jet sweeps.
But
too.
Is his wife as hot as Ponder?
I'll have to Google it.
That's
I'm sure Trubisky did well for himself.
I'm sure he did. He went to North Carolina.
He went 2nd overall, a little higher than Ponder.
He had those powder blue uniforms.
Those are quality.
So.
But yeah, they got to watch the jet sweeps. They run that crap all game, so just stay at home on those. I would worry about Everson Griffin a little bit. He seems to not be himself. A little, crashing inside, chasing plays. So.
It'll be nice having Bar back, though.
I think it'll be a big help, because when we look back, when I was listening to our podcast, we were like, dude, Eric Wilson got beat, like, bad. Like, because I think the one before that, we're like, Wilson really played great. Like, maybe he could be Bar's replacement, and then the Bears podcast, we're like, no, never mind.
We were
wrong. He's a spot starter. Like, Wilson played fine last week. I thought he had a pretty good game. He had a sack. He had a blew up a 1 screenplay with Sheldon Richardson. He had a pretty good game, but that's the Lions, man. Like, we own Stafford.
Yeah.
What's funny is you said Zimmer's beat by him more than any other divisional opponent.
Yep.
But, like, God, does it feel like we own Stafford?
Well, I think we do own Stafford, but we had that one game where...
We had the one last year at home where Thielen fumbled it and Cook blew his ACL out. That was a weird game.
Yep, so there was that one, and then there was the other one the year before.
Was that the Thanksgiving?
The Golden Tate.
Oh, the Golden Tate overtime game? Yep. Yeah. Well, we blew that game. We did the whole, like, we kicked it into the end zone, and then they threw two passes and kicked a field goal to tie it.
It was just bad. Horrible. Yeah. It was just bad. And then, yeah, the Thanksgiving game that year as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, it just seems like we sack Stafford 10 times a game every time we play him.
Not this week, though. They were getting the ball out of his hands quick.
Yeah, they clearly came in with, like, a quick pass.
They were like, oh, let's not get hit 10 times.
Yeah, it didn't work last time, and B, we have nothing to play for. Let's just keep Stafford healthy because there's no reason to expose him to a bunch of sacks this game. It's funny. I'd actually rather play an offense like Green Bay's or Detroit's because it's like, okay, you know what you're going to get. It's a normal offense. Everything's just normal, okay? And then you play someone like the Bears, and it's like, God, I hate you guys with your
trying end to around, trick you into
like
everything.
Everything's got a jet sweep. Yep. Like, jeez, like it's. And every time they beat you on one of them plays, you're like, jeez, so fucking gimmicky and annoying. Like, I just want you to complete a real pass, not this end around fake. All of a sudden, it's screen fake here, a screen to the other side,
and you got a slant going or a cross route going across the middle. Is wide open because everyone gets baited into the jet sweep and fake screen on the same play.
Yeah, you've got multiple fake whatevers. Yeah, so I just
fake here, nervous. Fake there, pump fake across the field.
I remember
and throw to your left.
Yeah, back to where it all started. I remember we played the Rams in the bank. I think we were both there, but we weren't by each other, and Blair Walsh hits a field goal to win in overtime.
That was at the TCF. Where
Teddy, that bank. I call that one the bank. I don't call the new one the bank.
I call the new one the bank.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. I call TCF the bank. I don't know why. Maybe because
it was the
original bank.
Have two banks.
Yeah. That game, they also ran just gadget crap all game. Tavon Austin, all these stupid plays. And it's just like, this crap has got to stop. And eventually we figured it out, which is what we said was going to happen in that Bears game in week 11. And it did. They scored 3 points in the second half on offense. And it was because Harrison Smith got a penalty.
And
so, like, we figured it out. It just, it usually takes us a while to be like, oh, okay, here's what they're doing.
We just have to beat the first half Trubisky script.
That first wave of plays they've got scripted. Just holding the field goals. Holding the two field goals. 6 points. Whatever, you know. I trust that Stefanski in the dome. I don't know why I'm calling it the dome. In the U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll put up better numbers than Flip did in Soldier Field.
Definitely. Like,
so,
with passing half as much.
Yeah, with actually a balanced attack. How much did we pass last game? Because Cook only had 16 runs. Detroit, seven more than Cook had against the Bears. But you know, but Murray might have had a decent chunk.
I think we passed a lot.
I'm sure it felt like we did in the second half. Like I just think they were run blitzing. It was like, all right, guys, we're gonna go play action like all game because these guys are guessing that we're running too many times. Anything else you got coming up? Bears, Lions game? You know, we want to hit on before we, hit the Lions? Lions are super goofy this week because, like, half the teams aren't trying, half the teams are, half the teams are benching entire teams, so.
I don't think there's anything else I'd like to touch on.
Yeah, I mean, we got moved to 4 o'clock, so we're lined up at the Rams, so everyone's got to play.
Teddy B gets the start.
Teddy B starting at noon. They don't care. So Saints are locked into the one seed. Because did the Rams lose? Oh, yeah. The fucking Rams let us down, man. They lost to the Bears, and then they lose to the Eagles.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. And then also the Texans lost to the Eagles this past week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that game sucked, man.
That's two good teams got beat by the Eagles.
Well, that's why I don't want to let them in. That's why, like, they're going to make a run or something. You don't think the Eagles could beat the Bears in Soldier Field?
I do think they could beat
the Bears are ripe to get beaten in the first round. Like, great defense, but it just reminds me of the Vikings with Ponder or the Vikings when we had it was Teddy and it was like, hey, this is a lot of defense and running.
Like, in January is where they should just put the offense on Jordan Howard's back.
Yeah. Which maybe they will. Maybe they'll just try to grind out games and stuff. But
No.
Philly's got the experience. Like, I could see them going in there beating them. I could see us beating them. So, but, like, if Philly beats them, that means they've beaten the Texans, Texans, Rams, and Bears. And then whoever they play this week, okay, the Redskins, whatever. But then they'd be going into, you know, going to play the Rams, who they'd already beat, or going to the Saints. Well, they'd be going to the Saints, wouldn't they, being the sixth seed?
Yeah.
Let's just assume the Eagles aren't going to beat them.
They're not going to be.
Would have been nice though for the Texans to finish that game off.
If we go sixth seed, we go to Chicago, we beat the Bears, we go to
New Orleans
the Superdome.
Yep. That's why we really want that 5 seed.
I'd rather go to LA.
Yeah, and I'd rather go to Dallas.
So then
the we're for the 5 seed, we still would go to the Saints no matter what. Because the lowest seed.
Oh, it's the 6 seed. Oh, it's the Seahawks.
We would need the Seahawks to upset the Bears. So that's
which
what
is
want.
Also possible.
That's very possible. Yep. I take the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, come on. Versus Trubisky? True. That team is way more like, and like the Bears haven't, they're not experienced in the playoffs.
And Pete Carroll's been there, done that. That's and again, what, he's got that new young core with Russell Wilson who still buys into all of his bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Wagner on D.
Yeah. Like, Russell's going to be like, same kind of people we won our first Super Bowl with, man. Uh-huh.
They just beat the Chiefs. Like, it was a great game. Man, when all you need is that Russell Wilson, that fucker's good. So so what we want is to get that 5 seed, beat Dallas, Seahawks beat the Bears, and we get to go play the Rams. Then Seahawks with the upset in the Superdome.
And then
home game in the US Bank.
I like it. I like it. For the title. Oh, revenge game against the Seahawks.
Yeah, they missed a field goal.
For the Teddy B.
You know what I'm not really going to be fun is this fucking Dan Carlson thing. Like,
are people still going to bring that up?
I think
people
are always going to be like, oh, Dan Carlson's only missed one field goal. He's the most accurate rookie kicker for the Raiders, blah, blah, blah. What were we supposed to do after he did what he did?
I have no idea.
Dan Bailey was available. Like, I get it. He was a draft pick. Like,
hindsight. Might have stuck with Carlson.
No, I don't even think you could. Like, that dude.
No, you can't. No, you couldn't. Like,
you don't
no way, shape, or form could you go in to the Bills game with Dan Carlson.
And you don't know if it would have played out the same. Maybe he needed that. Like, maybe, like, all of his teammates being like, way to go, fuckhead. You just blew that game. Like, he just, like, you don't know how.
He missed 3 kicks.
And, like, he missed and the game winner. It was, like, 30 yards.
And you know what? This game wouldn't mean fucking dick if he makes one of them.
Well, I think this.
Well, we. It'd no. It'd be for the five.
This game would not mean anything if he makes the Packers.
It would be for the 5 seed. It would be for the 5 seed.
Well, right, yeah. But we would have the tiebreaker over the Eagles and they wouldn't matter.
No, the Seahawks. It'd be for the Seahawks.
No, I'm saying that we would be in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is all I really care about. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Beat the Bills and you're in the playoffs.
Beat the fucking Bills. Beat the Packers.
It's really those two. The rest of the games, I feel like we lost because we lost.
Well, we lost because of Flip.
Yeah.
We'll put that on him.
Well, like, at this point, who do you think is the biggest reason we are, like, 13-3 last year? It's Flip.
Flip. It's got
to
be Flip.
I don't mean to, like, scapegoat a guy, but, like.
The way your offense has played the last 2 games.
And I know it's, like.
First.
Also, it's like Flip, and then also schedule was really shitty to us. Road games against the Patriots, Seahawks, Bears, Rams. Home game against the Saints.
It's a first place schedule.
Yeah, it's a first place schedule, and then the frickin' Seahawks are still good. Which completely, like.
Remember when we said we don't see him winning like 7 or 8
No,
games?
We were like, there's no way their whole team is gone. It's just Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner. But, like, what do we have right now? Is it 6 losses?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're road to the Bears, road to the Patriots,
road to the Rams,
road to the Seahawks,
home against the Saints,
and the Bills game. Those 5 losses are like.
Those are legit losses.
Those are like all playoff teams.
Yep.
4 of them on the road. Like, you ain't winning in Gillette. You ain't winning in Soldier Field. You're not winning in the Seahawks. Now, the Rams, they
like. You are very, very close to beating the Rams.
Yeah.
You are, what was that, strip sack on the final drive? For the Rams?
Yeah, yeah.
Strip sack on the final drive.
You're in that game. And that was when our defense was, like, super goofy.
Yep. Bills game, you're.
A joke. You didn't show up.
Yeah.
You were looking
I'm going to blame that on Griffin being out and people not knowing what the fuck's going on with him. I'm going to scapegoat that one out.
How do we turn all these losses into
nothing? The Saints game, we got beat.
That was
another
one.
What did I see? We have not allowed multiple touchdown passes since week 9?
Is that what it is? Well, Brady didn't have one because he only threw the one to Gordon.
No, where... I was looking. Oh, it was since the Eagles game.
Oh, really? And we won that game. Well, that's a long time ago. Well, the Saints game, that whole game flipped right before half when Thielen fumbled.
Yep.
So we were playing great that game.
That one escaped going out to Thielen.
The Saints and the Bears game are very similar. Like, we lost, yes, because we made mistakes, but it felt like we lost that game more than the other team won it. Like, the pick 6 and the Cook fumble in the Bears game completely flipped that game. The fumble by Thielen in the Saints game completely. And then didn't he throw a pick to someone? Then the guy won, like, player of the week, and he sucked.
Oh, P.J. Williams?
P.J. Williams, yeah. We threw a pick six that game, too. And it was like, God, like, I just feel like we handed both those games away. Patriots handled us.
Yep. They beat us.
That was a flip game. He didn't want to run the ball. You know, you lose. What are you going to do? And then the...
scapegoating that one out.
Yeah. And then what else is there? Seahawks.
Seahawks. Flip, scapegoating that one out. So we probably should have lost twice this year.
Right. We should have lost twice. I mean, that... I just can't imagine a harder schedule. Those are home games, that's not so bad.
In the NFC North, I mean, the Lions beat us in the first half this game. I'll say
Lions are a cakewalk, but Packers always put up a fight against us.
The Bears are obviously
better than us right now. Like,
they got the division title. So
it's just like, can't we be in the Patriots division where you get three easy games? Like, although we lost the fucking Bills.
Well, the Patriots, Tom Brady's biggest opponent at quarterback since
is what?
Whatever, Chad Pennington.
It is crazy how those three teams just can't seem to figure out the QB position.
Can't figure it out at all. Like, they've tried over and over and over again, and they can't even do it. I mean, the Bills blew it when they drafted E.J. Manuel in the first round.
That was so bad.
It was just silly.
So bad.
The one and only quarterback to go in the first round, and it was obviously the Bills. I think they traded up to take him.
That's Florida State, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is Christian Ponder. Yeah. Good. So, yeah, but take care of business here. I feel like you battled through a tough schedule. And I think we're going to be overlooked if we get in the playoffs as a 6 seed or 5 seed regardless. Like, people are going to be like, oh, that they're going to lose to either the Cowboys or to the Bears. Especially the Bears. If we play the Bears, everyone's going to pick the Bears.
Which is fine.
I like
because
it.
Usually when we're a wild card team, we're not I don't expect to win a game.
No.
Like the Ponder year or...
The T-Jack year. No, that was a home game.
The home against the Eagles.
Yeah, so we won the division. That's where you won a bad division, though. Like, that was like, okay, Eagles are probably going to beat us because we had no business. You T-Jack, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But, like, the year we had Culpepper and Moss and we played the Packers 3 times.
Yep.
And we beat them. Like, I think I like being more of the underdog than last year where we were the 2 seed and it was like, oh, they're going to go play in their own stadium.
Well, yeah, then we're what, 5.5 point favorites?
You're playing Nick Foles, like, you're going to beat them. And then, you know, even the Brett Favre year, we were a 2 seed. The 98, we're the 1 seed. Like,
2001, we were the 3 seed.
2000, you mean?
Or 2000.
Yeah, we were with a 41 donut. I don't know what we were there. I don't remember that year. It's a weird year. For, like, going to the title game, I don't really remember it. It's Culpepper's, like, first year dominating, so. But I just think a lot of people are going to pick against us. Even though we'll be coming off 3 straight wins, if we can win this game. And, like, 2 so far decisive. Hopefully we can get another decisive win and just, like, ride that momentum into the playoffs. Do, like, a little Giants.
Like it. I like it. A little Tom Coughlin-led Giants. You know, both old grumpy men.
Yeah.
So there's some similarities there.
Did you see what Zimmer said about the... Oh, you? I think you liked the tweet about the money they put in the facility.
Oh, yeah. Well, $750,000 just so we don't have to use fucking magnets.
the new draft board. Yeah. Zimmer's he thinks the magnets were a little more financially responsible, I guess.
And he doesn't allow people to turn the fireplace on in the new training room.
Or change the channel on the TVs and whatnot.
It's all got the schedule on it. That was
fun. Wilf puts all this money into this sweet locker room, and Zimmer's like, we don't need all this. We don't. What are you doing? We can't have all this nonsense.
Players win games.
Yeah, not these TVs and shit. That's good shit. So, yeah, that's the only thing in the NFC is us and Eagles battling for a spot and us and Seahawks flipping or the Bears and Rams flipping.
Yeah.
Cowboys, I think, will sit all their guys.
More than likely.
Because they got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't play anyone.
Ooh, at least
because everyone... they're not a very deep team, so they almost...
If they lost Cooper, they're screwed. If they lose Zeke, they're screwed. If they lose Dak, they're screwed.
Yeah, so...
Like, if they lose DeMarcus Lawrence, like, that's going to be...
Tyron Smith.
Yeah, like, they need to not mess around with...
So are they still without... who's that? Travis Frederick, their center?
I think so. Didn't he have some, like, disease or something?
Yeah, I didn't know.
I think he's still gone.
Okay.
There's crazy stuff that can happen in the AFC. Like... The Titans can still get a 1 or a bye week somehow. Like, if everyone loses and they win, there's like all kinds of weird stuff that can happen.
Holy cow! Yeah, like, well, because it would be the Patriots would have to lose, and the Texans are the other team. So yeah,
Yeah. And then, I mean, one of the other ones is going to be either the Chargers or the Chiefs are going to get it. But the other one can't get it, even though they're going to have the second best record, because they're not going to win a division. So, yeah, it's weird over there.
Yeah, speaking of the Titans, they still suck, Bill. Still suck. Still not a fan.
Titans, Colts, winner's in, right?
Winner. And it could be for the division if the Texans lose earlier in the day.
Oh, otherwise it's a wild card?
Yep, otherwise it's the final wild card spot.
And then, like, the Steelers could miss the playoffs? That's crazy.
They're going to miss the playoffs if the Ravens win.
Yeah, like they don't even control their own destiny because of that loss.
Yep, so the Ravens play the Browns. If the Browns win, the Steelers have to win. And obviously, but yeah, the Ravens win. And then they can still get that last wild card spot if the Colts-Titans ends up in a tie and the Steelers win. So,
crazy scenarios in the AFC. Pretty simple in the NFC.
What if that Sunday night football game ended up in a tie and the Steelers ended up
making it? Be the greatest thing ever. Well, like, remember last year, like, Andy Dalton threw some stupid touchdown, and who did he get in? The Bills?
The Bills got in because of that.
Yeah, because Andy Dalton beat the Ravens, I think.
Yes.
And then, like, all the Bills fans were, like, donating to Andy Dalton's foundation and shit. Yep. That was good stuff. Should we pause for a break here and then hit the lines quick?
Yeah, I've got to use the little girl's room.
Yeah, of course you do. All right.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking through us through that little break. Watching the Wolves now.
I hope me pushing stop didn't delete everything we just did.
I hope not. I don't think it would, right? I don't think
that's
it would.
That's bad. Well, you know, we'll see. I guess we'll find out. Yeah, we got the Wolves going.
We got the Wolves going.
They're up
17.
Yeah. The Gophers 35. Just beat the crap out of Georgia Tech.
Yeah, what was that, 38-10 or whatever? So congratulations to the Gophers.
P.J. Fleck.
Row the boat, baby. He brought the axe and he brought a bowl game victory.
He's elite.
Yes, everything he does is elite.
Picks.
Hey, they won their bowl game in the same place we won on Sunday, Ford Field.
Oh, did they play in Ford Field?
Yep.
Ford Field. We own Ford Field.
Yes. Minnesota, father of Ford Field.
Father of Ford. That's hard to say. Ford Field. Father of Ford Field.
Father of Ford Field. Right. Say that five times fast.
You can't even talk more.
Maybe it's just me.
So last week, our picks, you went 4-8. I went 5-7. Oof. Do we do the games early? Why would we only do 12 games?
Yeah, we did do the games early. We did it Monday.
I have no idea. The Dolphins game? For some reason, we only did 12 games. I don't know.
That must have been all you had.
Ah, whatever.
It is what it is. We're losing you guys money.
We're still losing money. We're going to have a big week here.
Like a perfect week.
Yeah, to turn it around. And these are weird lines, so get ready. First one, Cowboys at Giants. The Giants are picked by 6.
Ooh,
obviously, the Cowboys are sitting players.
You know, I'm going to take the Cowboys in that. No. Yeah. Give me the Cowboys in it. Cowboys to cover. I don't think Giants will be pulling out all. I don't know. Whatever.
I took the Giants.
I fucked that up.
Yeah, it was embarrassing for you. I took the Giants. I don't know why. Lions at Packers. What a nice game. You know, two failures get to play each other. That's cool. Packers are 8.5-point favorites.
And you said it was at Packers?
Yeah.
I'll take them.
I took Detroit.
Oh, that's silly. I like it.
I feel like it'll be close. Although, I don't know. It does seem like the Lions have packed in a little more than the Packers have, but who really cares? You know, the NFL really tries hard to make these games, like, matter at the end of the season. And it seems like the last 2 years they came up a little short.
True. Well, they do a lot of divisional games at the end, but
it seems like a lot of times it
lately it's been where, like, the division has kind of been figured decided. Out. Yeah.
Like, even, like, there's a lot of games like ours where, like, one team's kind of trying and one team's is trying, or, like, even, like, the Rams game where, like, the Rams are clearly going to try to win, but their opponent doesn't give a shit. Like, so it's weird. It's too bad, like, this Bears game wasn't coming down to the division. Like, if we had won one other game, like, if we beat them, we'd be 10-5-1 and they'd be 10-5.
Yeah.
So this would be for the division.
So we would be not 9-5-1.
If we had another win. Oh yeah, we're eight, six, and one. Okay, yeah. So we'd 9-5-1, they'd be 10-6. Well, if we beat them, we'd go 10-5-1 and yeah. So but we fucked that up, so what are you gonna do?
Thanks, Flip.
Yeah. So Jets, oh wait, did I say Jets at Patriots?
Oh, it's D Rose revenge game.
Ah, Zach LaVine revenge game. Apparently he's playing pretty well. But they're down by a lot.
Anyways.
That's Zach LaVine for you. Jets at Patriots. Patriots, can they get a bye week?
Yes, they have to win. Texans have to lose.
I'd like to see Patriots on wild card weekend.
Me too.
These are, you know what, one thing though, like, these are going to be good games this year. Like, if it's us at Bears and Seattle at Cowboys, those are two good games. Like, both the wild card teams could win those easily.
Yep. And I don't really, I'm not a fan of watching either the Seahawks or the Cowboys, but you know, since it's going to be such a good game, like, I'm going to watch it. Where on any other wild card weekend, I might skip a viewing of whoever the Seahawks or whoever the Cowboys are.
Yeah, and like, usually there's like a Bengal game, like, where it's, you know, fucking Dalton out there losing, or like,
yeah, it's like Bengals Ravens, like, that's something. Yeah, it's like, or like, oh,
a
fun
Texans game where their quarterback's hurt. That seemed to happen a
couple
every
years
year
ago. We got Dolphins Steelers and Matt Moore was starting.
Yeah, Connor Cook started a playoff game
against the Texans. Yeah.
I mean, I guess fingers crossed that no star quarterbacks get hurt this week, because it could totally happen. What was it last year? Like, the Bills made the playoffs.
Bills Jags was wild card weekend.
Even the Titans, like, and then I think they won a game. Like, that's fucking stupid.
Titans won wild.
They beat the Chiefs
weekend,
which is fine. But like, that this meant that the Titans are going to go to New England and get pulverized. Like, it was kind of lame that they won. So, these seems a lot better. I guess we'll see what happens in the AFC, but NFC, I think anyone that gets in, even if it's Philly, they're all good teams.
They're
no,
all
no, like, bad team in it. No T-Jack Viking team. No Ponder Viking team.
No Stafford Lions.
Yeah, no Detroit, like, going to get beat. Even, like, the Cowboys without Amari Cooper would have been bad. Like, they needed him to, like, actually make them a team. So,
and that defense is really fun.
Yeah,
to watch.
That defense is like Vander Esch and Lawrence and Jalen Smith. Like, dude, that's a fun defense.
And Byron Jones. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And then, like, Seahawks, yeah, they're not like, but you still got Bobby Wagner and Russell Wilson. Those two are fun to watch. So,
two of the best at their position.
And I would pick them over the Cowboys. Like, I don't trust the Cowboys at all. So, like, I think it's going to be good games.
Yeah.
I don't know how the AFC shakes out. Like,
I feel
the
like that Seahawks game, I feel like, is definitely coming down to final possession.
Yeah, for sure. So, it'll be good ones. But, so, Patriots are 13.5-point favorites over the Jets.
Sure, give me a...
I took the Jets.
Spoiler.
I just like that we're opposite so far, so someone's going to win this thing. Panthers at Saints. Saints are 9-point favorites. Saints have no reason to try. It's going to be the Teddy game.
Yeah, I'm taking Teddy in the points.
We just checked the NFL game map to make sure we could watch Teddy. They're not showing it in Minnesota. A travesty.
It is.
Who is running the NFL?
Do they not realize the views Fox would get by showing Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy
on
at
TV
noon before the Vikings game? Come on. You'd have the whole state watching. It's like the Super Bowl for us people up
here,
you know?
So,
that's
but
our quarterback.
But that's our quarterback. But instead, we get Giants and who do they play?
Oh, what was it? Oh, Giants Cowboys.
Giants
A game
Cowboys?
That doesn't matter.
Unbelievable.
Not that the Saints game matters, but that's Teddy B. Who knows what he could do? It could be magical.
You'd rather watch who's Kellen Moore or whoever the damn Cowboys backup is over Teddy B? You think that's going to draw more views?
Well, it's
you
the Cowboys. It's the Cowboys.
America's team.
Yeah, America's team. All right, whatever. So we're going to have to stay at home. I got Sunday ticket. We'll watch Teddy. Then we'll head to the game.
It'll be fun.
You know, we got a plan. So we're both taking Teddy in the points.
Teddy in the points.
Teddy in the points. Well, who's starting for the Panthers? Because Tyler Heinicke lasted one game. He's on IR.
Oh, is he on IR?
Yeah, he's on IR. So, like, even though the Saints are playing their backups, I think their backups can take the Panthers. And like,
I'd take him over a Tyler Heinicke.
I'd take him over Cam Newton. He's a better quarterback.
Facts only.
Falcons at Bucks. The Bucks are a 1.5-point favorite.
The Falcons at Bucks?
Yeah. So they say the Falcons are the better team, but the Bucks have the edge because of
Home field. I'll take the Falcons.
Yeah, I took the Falcons too. I don't no respect for the Bucs team.
No, not when they're led by Jameis Winston and Dirk Koetter.
Yeah.
I almost call him Monty Kiffin.
Oh, yeah. all right. We got, I mean, Teddy's basically auditioning for a team like the Bucs or the Dolphins or
the Jets.
I know all these people keep, like, I keep seeing on Twitter, like, what do you mean he's the future of the Saints? Why would he stay there?
There's no way he stays there after Breeze just put up an MVP type year.
Unless Breeze pulls like a John Elway and he's like, see ya, I'm retiring, I want a Super Bowl, I'm out of here, take over Teddy. And they re-sign Teddy to a long-term deal, then he'll stay there. But that's not happening. Even if Breeze comes back for one more year, Teddy's not going to be like, okay, sign me up for backup money and I'll wait another year. No, dude, he's going to go be a starter somewhere.
Yeah, you're really going to trust Drew Breeze saying, oh yeah, only one more year.
Yeah, like, I'm like not, you're gonna go on.
You're one of the all-time greats. You're gonna go out on. You're gonna say, oh yeah.
Like he's not gonna love Sean Payton and the Saints team that much to be a backup for another year.
No, he can take him. He can take his dance parties elsewhere.
Yeah, he's the one that brought that excitement down there. You know, everyone loves him wherever he goes. Jets loved him. Vikings players and coaches all loved him. Saints players fans, and coaches. So
coaches.
I mean, he's got a lot of options. I mean, he's gonna have Jags, Dolphins,
and you know, Bucks, none of those Giants. None of the quarterback needy teams are in the top five for draft picks right now. So
yeah, maybe, who is up there? Oakland, who like still might just keep Carr.
Oakland, Arizona, Detroit, the Jets.
Yeah, and you got Buffalo. Darnold, Rosen, Stafford, Allen. So yeah, I mean I think he's going to end up
instead of trading a bunch of assets to go draft a quarterback. Why not sign a 26-year-old?
Yeah, and it's not a great draft anyways. And didn't the Oregon guy, he just announced he's staying in school?
Did he really?
Yeah, he's staying.
Well, that was dumb for him.
Yeah, like bold move. I mean, he would probably been...
Next year's draft class is stacked for quarterbacks.
So, yeah, I think he's going to go somewhere else. I think he's going to end up on the... I don't know. I feel like the Dolphins might keep Tannehill, but... I'll say, like, Bucks or Jags, probably not. Jags have no money, though. It's going to be Bucks. Jameis is getting cut. Dude sucks. Next game, Jags at Texans. Texans are 7-point favorite. Texans need to win, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I took the Texans too. Jags are a joke.
Yeah, but they might for some reason like.
Yeah, this would be exactly the Jags. Like they completely lay an egg the entire season, and then they're like, "Let's get up and beat the Texans."
And they somehow like shut them out.
Jalen Ramsey shows up and just locks down DeAndre Hopkins. Don't they have a little feud, or is that someone?
Yeah.
Oh, they do. Yeah, no. That's what I thought. Dolphins at Bills. Bills are a 3.5-point favorite.
I'll take them.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills too. What a fraud the Dolphins are.
Yeah, what a joke.
Like that team should have been like 3-13.
Yeah, you know, but how they weren't.
Yeah. Cardinals at Seahawks. Seahawks are 13.5-point favorites.
13.5.
Yeah, we need them to lose.
I'm going to take the Cardinals to cover that.
I took the Seahawks cover to win by more than 13.5. So we are opposite on most.
Yes.
Chargers at the Case Keenum. Non-playoff. Case Keenum. Broncos. 6.5-point favorite. Chargers.
Chargers. I'll take
Didn't the Broncos just lose to the Raiders?
Yes.
Yeah. And Keenum threw a couple picks.
Yes.
So we're cool with not keeping him?
No.
Okay. Wait. You're not cool with not keeping him?
No. I'm cool with not keeping him. I'm sure there's people who are still not cool with not keeping him.
Did you take the Chargers?
Yes.
Okay. Bears at Vikings. I believe this opened at, we were 6-point favorites, I think.
Yes.
And it's down to 4.
Smart by Vegas.
Yeah, I feel like that was a bit.
Bunch of people started taking the Bears and like, wait a second.
Yeah, it was almost like they thought the Bears weren't going to try.
And, you know, they probably thought they weren't.
But why? They got a 2-seed on the line.
They probably didn't even think of that.
You don't think Vegas thought of that? I think they just sort of thought, like, oh, the Rams play the 49ers. Like, it's unlikely. Maybe they will take their foot off the pedal. We need to add, like, a little bit for that. Like, maybe they accounted too much for that. Yeah. I don't know. Matt Nagy did say, like, we got to be smart. Like, if we do see.
They did give. So they think we're a point better than the Bears, though, huh? I think we're the better team.
I think there's still some sort of.
I feel like
they're not
going to
try
as
much.
I feel like
this should be more like a 1 or 2. Yeah. But, like. They're still building in something that, like, say you got a guy who's 50-50, he's hurt. I don't think they play him in this game. But if they had to win it, they'd play him. So, like, I do think there's going to be a few things that do go in our favor as far as, like,
maybe
they have to look at it and go, okay, very likely we're getting the 3-seed. Yes, there's a remote chance we get the 2, so let's play the starters. But there's a very good chance we're not going to. So let's not push things and, like, risk guys that are banged up.
And some of the guys that are banged up, it's, you know, we could probably still win without a key player or two.
I mean, they're a good team. And, like, it's looking like you're probably going to be running back the exact same game against the Vikings. Do you really want to be out there risking guys when it could end up all being for nothing to just play the same team? You know, like, why not get healthy for the game that really matters than this game that kind of matters?
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're going to make a Super Bowl run, just win a wild card game and then win the next 2. Like, come on. You don't have to get the bye week.
Can't wait to watch football next weekend.
So we're both thinking the Vikings.
Yes.
49ers at Rams. Rams are 10-point favorites. We need the Rams to run away.
I'm going to take the Niners.
You take the Niners? They've actually been somewhat like not rolling over. Yeah, they beat who they thought they beat someone the other day, and then they played the Bears pretty tough, didn't they?
Yeah, didn't they beat the? They didn't beat the Seahawks, did they? I think
they came close to beating them.
Doesn't matter. Anyways, yeah.
Either way, the 49ers have not just rolled over like the Cardinals have, or Detroit did. I mean, Detroit tried for a half, I guess.
Or the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, the Raiders just beat a non-playoff team. Eagles at Redskins. Eagles 7-point favorites. Like, if that doesn't tell you that they think the Redskins aren't going to try, and the Eagles are hot. I mean, they're 7-point favorites on the road. That means they think they're 10 points better than them. Than the Redskins, who have, like, one more loss than the Eagles.
Okay.
And I don't get it. Like, the Eagles, like, not only do they have Foles, their whole secondary is destroyed from injuries.
Yeah. Aren't they down to, like, their, like, fourth and fifth guys?
It's bad. Yeah, I don't know who it is, but they are bound to, like, some real scrubs. So, but I think they think that the Redskins aren't going to try. Josh Johnson's not good. So, 7-point Eagle favorite. Who you got?
Eagles.
I took the Redskins.
I almost did.
That was a bet with betting with my heart, not my head. Man. Bengals at Steelers. Steelers are a 14.5-point favorite.
I'm gonna.
Steelers need this. They need this and help.
I'm going to take the Bengals to cover.
I took the Bengals to cover as well. 14.5. That's a lot. The Bengals, they suck. But it's a divisional game. This isn't like...
Marvin Jones is probably still coaching for his job.
Yeah, he's been coaching for his job since day one, and they won't fire him. He's coaching for Hugh Jackson's job. Browns at Ravens. Ravens are a 6-point favorite.
Oh, I'm going to take the Browns.
I love the Browns here.
Same here.
You don't think Baker Mayfield wants to ruin the Ravens' day?
Oh, it definitely does.
You see him stare down Hugh?
You see him whip out his donkey dick?
No, is that a thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, he just used his
He did a little motion and did it. Yeah, he is fucking hilarious, man. He's like what Johnny Manziel, like, people thought maybe that guy could be, like...
He's everything I thought Johnny Football was.
Yeah. Yep. Johnny Football is just a little douchebag who, like... Yeah,
but Baker Mayfield is Swagger Mayfield for a reason. Yeah. And he backs it up.
He's like Swagger Mayfield, but he's a good dude.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, or not...
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel was like, oh, look at all this. He's got like, yeah.
Let's just call it how it was, yeah. You know? Dude went to rehab. Yeah. Dude was a drug addict.
Dude was a drug addict.
So.
All right.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, fuck him. Next game, Raiders at Chiefs. Chiefs 13.5-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Chiefs on that.
I'm going to take the Chiefs on that, too. Which would then, they win the one seed, right?
Yep.
Because I think the Chargers need the Chiefs to lose to get the game there.
Yep, to flop.
Yeah.
And that's the only... So, do the Chargers or Chiefs get the one seed no matter what?
I don't know if lose.
Or if the Texans win and the Chargers win, do the Texans jump up to one?
I think one of the AFC West teams gets it. I'm almost positive. I'm not going to bother looking it up because it's, you know, not worth my time. But yeah. I'm fairly certain one of them gets it. I haven't seen any scenarios where they don't, so maybe people just aren't making one of them lose because Chargers losing to the Broncos and the Chiefs losing to the Raiders.
I've seen dumber things happen.
Yeah, this is true. Last game, win or go home.
Taking the Colts.
Colts at Titans. Colts are 3-point favorite.
Taking the Colts.
I took the Titans.
Really, the Tennessee Titans have never beaten an Andrew Luck-led Indianapolis Colts team.
All they got to do is lose by two. I didn't pick them to win. Home game. You know, I think...
A Vinatieri game-winning field goal is going to shoot you on that one. Put him up like three.
An old man. Doesn't have it anymore.
Are you kidding me?
Wash.
Dude's still throwing
What's
bangers.
What's he ever done in his career?
Dude's putting bangers through 52 at age 48. Might even be 84. I don't even know how old he is anymore.
He's older than old father time.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Adam Vinatieri stormed the beaches of Normandy.
He was there. I remember him being there.
He was definitely there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was definitely there.
Well, that is our final picks of the regular season. Next week, we'll be picking the postseason games, and I'm really hoping the Vikings is one of them.
Oh, it will be one of them. It will be between the... We'll be wondering, are the Vikings going to cover the 3-point spread in Dallas?
We ain't playing Dallas.
I know. Then we're going to be wondering if the Vikings cover the 2.5-point spread in Soldier Field.
You're out of your mind, 2.5 points. So do you think the Vegas Kings were better than them?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like, we're going to be picked to lose. It depends, I guess, how bad we beat them and if they play their starters the whole game.
It'll probably be somewhere around 3 or 4.
Yeah, 3 to 5, somewhere in there. Yeah, well.
All right. Because if they stop us and we get in, it's definitely going to be like 5 or 6.
Yeah, can you imagine if we get our ass kicked and the Eagles lose and then we got to go back and play them again in Soldier Field?
Unbelievable.
Then you're playing with house money, though. Yeah. Then it's like, let's fucking go. Like, that's like when the Packers beat us. I think they beat us twice where the game with Moss Moondom.
Yeah.
I think they beat us
both. No. Didn't we clean sweep them that year? Didn't
that go Oh, is that how sweep? It was? We yeah. beat them 3 times. They won the division, though. And we swept them.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, that's possible for sure. So that's hilarious. Either way, it's hilarious.
Or they did beat us twice. I think you're right. I think they beat us twice.
And then we beat them when it mattered. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't. Obviously, I want to win, but I wouldn't mind if we did end up losing. And then it's like, you got all the Bears fans like, yeah, bring them back to Soldier Field. And we just.
And all the Bears are like, wiped the floor. All the players are like, we just beat them twice, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And get their ass kicked because Mitch Trubisky is a glorified ponder. Might even take Joe Webb over Mitch Trubisky. Don't at me.
He's running that Tuesday night game against the Eagles.
Yes. Yes. Took over for Favre after he died.
Is that what it was?
No.
That was a Favre one?
No. And then that wasn't that game. Yeah, but when Favre died.
The Bills game or whatever, right? Some dude fucking sat on his head or something.
What?
Favre?
Yeah. Bears game. We played the Bears.
Oh, the Bears?
And they destroyed him. Threw him into the snow game. Tundra. Yeah. Oh, the old snowball.
Snowball.
Yeah. Favre's Joe Webb nice running for a 20-yard touchdown. It was magnificent. It was snowing and people were throwing snowballs and Bears fans bought me a hot dog.
It's gonna be snowing tonight, so
yeah, it is snowing. Right,
get
now.
You home.
I should yeah. You guys all text me, make sure I got home safely. My number is
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Definitely not giving that one out.
So yeah, I don't know. Follow us on Twitter. Man. Follow us everywhere. I don't know, the social medias.
Yep, Twitter
Grapes and Gorak.
Yep, Twitter, Grapes and Gorak, Facebook, same thing, Instagram, same thing. No Snapchat yet.
Yeah. We're working on it, you know?
Yeah, it's in the works. Yeah. Production team's working on it.
Yeah, we got a whole crew working on it.
Social media teams, for some reason, is slow on it. I told you guys to get working on that like months ago. Anyways.
Idiots. All right.
So, yeah.
That's a wrap.
Skol.
Catch you next week after a big win.
After a big win, and we'll talk some playoffs.
Monday, I'm assuming we'll be back. Ooh, that's New Year's Eve.
It is New Year's Eve.
I might be doing stuff New Year's Eve.
Another Wednesday. Unless we do it early New
Year's
Eve.
Yeah, I could do it during the day because I'm not going to work.
I don't think I'm going to work either.
Well, maybe you'll be here. If we're celebrating all night, we'll just stay over. We'll do the podcast in the morning.
I like that.
Or we'll drunkenly do it on Sunday night. Every time we say we're going to do that, we never do. But
yeah, but I feel
if
like
we're coming back here to where the equipment is.
I feel like that is exactly because you know Rennie is
going to want to do it.
You know you're doing it tonight.
I got some hot takes. We won't. Probably it's going to be Wednesday if we lose.
Yeah.
And the Eagles win.
We might not record another episode if that happens.
Yeah, we'll skip to the draft.
Yes.
We'll be back in April, or is it May? I don't even know what it is these days.
We'll be back in March before free agency. So we are not talking like that. We're going to get a dub. We are going to go out and party afterwards, and it's going to be great times.
Catch you next week.
See you guys.